Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. That means hello to my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. We're looking in Leviticus 16 at the explanation of what God required at Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement in ancient days. But Ted, Yom Kippur was the one day a year that all the sins of Israel were forgiven corporately, above and beyond the individual forgiveness of sins.
During the weeks and during the regular year, you could have your individual, your family's sins forgiven by presenting a sacrifice at the altar.
A blood sacrifice.
But on the Day of Atonement, God allowed the high priest, the Kohen HaGadol, the one high priest in the whole nation of Israel, to make atonement by a blood sacrifice for the nation.
For the entire nation. And interestingly enough, that high priest, or any high priest, was only allowed behind the veil in the temple into the Holy of Holies. Now, if you know about the tabernacle in the wilderness and the holy temple that was erected by King Solomon and the following temple as well, that behind the veil was the Ark of the Covenant in the first temple and in the tabernacle in the wilderness, where the very presence of God rested. And the high priest could only go behind that veil once a year, only once.
And this was on the Day of Atonement.
On the day of Yom Kippur. And incidentally, when the priest went behind the veil only one time a year, he had to go with blood.
He brought blood atonement with him and put it on the altar.
And you know why he had to bring blood? Because you can't take sin into the presence of God. Now watch this. Human beings sin.
All of us sin and fall short of God's glory.
Well, the high priest, though he be the high priest, was a sinner, and he couldn't go into the presence of God without bringing blood of an animal, which was sinless, to make atonement for himself so that he could approach God to make atonement for the whole nation of Israel. All right, so see that. Can't take sin into the presence of God. You say, well, wait a minute. Can't take sin into the presence of God. Friends, why is there a heaven and a hell? You can't take unrighteousness to heaven. Doesn't work. It goes somewhere else. God does not tolerate sin. Why did he kick Adam and Eve out of the garden?
He can't allow sin in his presence. He is a holy God. It's like poles of a magnet. Sin can't stay together with God.
Can't stay together. So God does not allow sin in his presence. So the high priest goes behind, in ancient days, goes behind the veil into the very presence of God.
The only time of the year on the Day of Atonement.
One time with the blood, sinless blood of an animal. And so it was in Leviticus 16. God said, take two goats, cast lots for the goats. Goats are sinless. And he says, take the first goat and offer it as a sin offering on Yom Kippur. And so the high priest sacrificed this goat, shedding its blood for all the sins of Israel. But guess what? He had to do it every year at Yom Kippur, over and over. Every year had to be done again and again and again. Because animal blood didn't satisfy God permanently, only temporarily.
And friends, just to remind you, at this time, there is no temple. There are no sacrifices. Jewish people, as a nation and as individuals, are without the means by Levitical law to make atonement for their sins, but they've been given a better atonement.
Hallelujah. So you see that when Jesus went to the cross, shedding his blood for the atonement of our soul, he took the place of the sin offering because, as a perfect, sinless human being,
the only perfect sinless human being ever,
his sacrifice of his blood took the place of bulls and goats, took the place of every sin offering ever there was, and not only forgave the sin of man, but for all time, once for all. Hallelujah, that we don't have to offer animal sacrifices anymore.
We do not, because he willingly laid down his life, one life for many.
Hallelujah.
That we can now be holy in the presence of a living God.
His righteousness became our righteousness. There's so much more to this. We'll get to it next week. Friends, Jewish people don't know this stuff, and they need to hear it. The truth of Yom Kippur is Jesus. Hallelujah.
We're Messianic Minutes. Do get in touch with us. We're a listener-supported radio show, MessianicMinutes.com.
Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmarecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachinu.